Asher, thank you for joining me today on Pop Culture Unplugged.
Thank you for having me.
Exciting times, my friend. We have Lazarus coming out in tomorrow, right?
Yes,
That's
sir. Tomorrow, big day.
a big day. I watched it. I actually watched it last night. I love the whole thriller and mystery that's going on. At the same time, you got to pay close attention because there's some things that are given away throughout the movie, which was great. What's your thoughts on all this? Let's start off with what are you hoping for the viewers get out of this film when they tune in?
Let me answer that. Here, let me just turn these lights on real quick. It got really dark in here for some reason. I think the viewers can expect I feel like now that we've all gone through that pandemic, I think the way we look at these movies are a lot differently. I think we look at them a lot differently now, since we've experienced it, and I think it shows that there's a lot of possibilities that there are a lot of viruses in the world, and one can come back. And I just love how this movie's message is so strong about family and fighting for your loved ones and overcoming adversity. And because I know some things, my I mean Owen's problems end up following him to Lazarus, and he ends up putting everyone else's life in danger, and especially the girl he falls in love with. So there's a lot of pieces and moving pieces, and I can't wait for everyone to see it. It's thrilling, it's exciting, it's scary, it's creepy. And don't we all love Ashley Judd?
And it was nice to see you in a role also, like it's a little more dark. We haven't seen you in like these type of roles recently.
Yeah, I mean that's why I was so intrigued by this project, was because I haven't played a character like Owen before. It's very different from what I've played. He's very grown and mature, and it's like my first real adult role in the industry. Not playing a kid anymore, which was cool. So yeah, very edgy and very different from anything I played before, and it was cool to have tattoos all over my face and get jacked. It was dope.
How did you prepare now to play a character like this, considering like the unique setting and premise of this film?
Can you repeat that one more time? Sorry.
How did you prepare to play this role of Owen, considering like the unique setting and the premise of the film?
It was kind of a challenge for me because I was trying to figure out, Owen has this sense of vulnerability about him, but he shows it in a different way, because he's gone through a lot of trauma in his life. Very similar to what the girls have gone through. And I mean, different, but everyone goes through their experiences. And I think diving into his past just really helped me a lot, creating that backstory for my character. Obviously, we don't talk too much about his history, but I've created a lot more in my head during filming, besides just the stuff that we already know, like his parents died and him being followed and chased by his old gang that's trying to kill him. So yeah, there was just a lot that went into this character, and I just really wanted to bring that sense of vulnerability to life.
We see a lot of like, the theme is like isolation, survival, trust. What's your thoughts on all the like those three premises right there?
I love it. Yeah, I mean, that literally describes our movie: survival, trust, family. Yeah, I mean, pretty much sums up our movie. But yeah, it's just so interesting. I mean, who wouldn't, like, I always wanted to make, I mean, I've always wanted to make the movies that I watch, right? And I'm like, how do I make a movie? I want to make movies like that. So I feel like this is totally a movie that I would watch with my friends and be super intrigued the entire time, because these are the movies I love. So I think that's even cooler to make something that you're proud of, and I'm just stoked to be here. I can't wait for the film to come out tomorrow. It's gotta be tomorrow already.
So you mentioned Ashley Judd, but the big question is, a lot of your scenes are with Sarah and Katie. How was it working with them too?
Incredible. Katie is so fun, and Sarah, they're both so talented. I came in 2 weeks later. They have already been filming. They had me come in. They opened their arms. Oh, God, words are hard right now. They had open arms for me. They welcomed me with open arms. So it was great. We had fun. And they're super easy to get along with, and they're great actresses. So
You mentioned you were challenged for this film. What do you think it was like you know, we see you like a lot of scenes are in the house, a lot of scenes are in the woods. Like, what do you think it was like for you, like the most challenging part of this film?
I think navigating the different time periods of Owen was kind of difficult, I think, and was a challenge because we don't shoot from the beginning of the movie all the way to the end of the movie. You know, it's all over the place and it's scenes that are all throughout the movie. So I think that was kind of difficult because I didn't have a lot of time to prep, not as much time as I would have liked. So yeah, I was kind of worried. But I got to dissect everything and I had a bunch of calls with Alec and we talked about it when I arrived. So I ended up having enough time to just really find the character and bring that vulnerability and that trauma that he's gone through in his life into the story and into the character.
I don't want to give out spoilers and everything, but the way the movie ends at the end where you guys are at the table, what's your thoughts? Can you see a continuation down the road of this type of film?
Yeah, I mean, I think we left it with there could be a continuation of the story. I think there's more to tell. I think there's a lot left to tell, actually. So I love that ending. There were actually a couple of alternative endings.
Okay.
So I'm glad that's the ending that they picked because I think it sent it off perfectly and still opens it up or opens the door for Lazarus 2, maybe Lazarus 3. You never know.
What were you hoping for, like, for the fans or the audience? Like, what are you hoping they remember most about your role as Owen?
I just hope they remember, like, I think the relationship between Imogen and Owen's, like, really special because before he meets her, he's kind of just like this lost soul. Never really had any guidance. His old gang's trying to kill him. He has no family. All he has is himself. And once he meets Imogen, she kind of becomes that like rock for him. And he ends up seeing the world in a different view because of her. And that's why he falls in love with her.
Amazing. Asher, I want to thank you for giving me a few minutes today. This was great for the movie and good luck with the movie, everything. Last question. Can you tease anything about Shazam 3? Are we ever going to see you? What's going on with that? We haven't heard anything.
I know nothing. I would love to, I mean, I think Zach and I would love to return to the franchise. It'd be amazing. I guess we'll see what the future holds. It'd be pretty sick, but I hope so. Fingers crossed. We'll see.
There you go. Asher, thank you, man. This was great. Hopefully we'll see you again in the future.
Thank you. Likewise. Thanks for your time.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.